Hi, this is Jeff Spurgeon. Among the many ways we could conclude our time at 96.3 FM, we thought we would pay tribute to one of the long traditions of radio in America, and of course here on WQXR, and that is the playing of the national anthem at the end and often the beginning of the broadcast day. We've had several letters this week from listeners asking us to somehow pay tribute to that custom. And so we do now, but not with a big orchestral performance, though there are lots of those. This is our favorite performance. It's Stravinsky's arrangement of the Star-Spangled Banner, performed here by the Greg Smith Singers.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
I'm Margaret Mercer, program director of 96.3 FM, WQXR. For the past 25 years, it has been an honor and a privilege to bring to you, our loyal listeners, this rich and varied art form, so inadequately labeled classical music. As we close a chapter on WQXR's history, it is imperative that we look to and embrace. And so, here is Gustavo Dudamel and the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra of Venezuela in music of our own Leonard Bernstein.
Ha sido la emisora de la música clásica del New York Times. WQXR New York y WQXR.com.
Hello, I'm Tom Bartunek, President and General Manager of WQXR. On March 26, 1929, engineer John Hogan began transmitting classical music on experimental radio station W2XR. On December 3, 1936, Hogan and advertising executive Elliot Sanger converted the experimental station to WQXR-AM, the first commercial classical music radio station in America. On November 8, 1939, Hogan and Sanger launched WQXR-FM, one of the first FM radio stations in the country. On July 18, 1944, the New York Times took ownership of WQXR AM and FM. And now, another milestone moment has arrived. WQXR is about to begin its new life as a public radio station, owned and operated by WNYC, and broadcasting at 105.9 FM. Thus, October 8, 2009, will be as significant a date as all those others in WQXR's history, marking the latest in a long series of bold initiatives designed to further the station's mission and to secure its future. Under WNYC's stewardship, WQXR's future should be as bright as its past.
This is WQXR, New York's only high-fidelity station.
So now, I will say goodnight to you. Please write to me as to the experiment that we have just completed. And if you will, please include your comments on the program, and I hope you won't forget to tell your friends about WQXR. So, thank you, and good night.
This is Bill Strauss, and bidding you all a very good evening. We return you now to our studios.
This is George Jelinek.
Concluding 65 years as the radio station of the New York Times, this is WQXR, New York. And now we invite you to tune your radio to 105.9 FM and go live to Carnegie Hall for the launch of the new WQXR.
Try again later.
96.3.
Tonight at 8.
Lo sentimos.
WCAA, New York.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be